Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the April 5th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the Resurrection Mass of Easter Day, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters,
if then you were raised with Christ,
seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Happy Easter, y'all. We made it. I've always thought this reading complex and occasionally obtuse, but I promise clarity by the time we're done. Well, as much clarity as you can get with Paul. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? I prefer readings that aim for the heart, because that's where an emotional connection will be made with the people in the pews. This has only just a drop of that at the very end. Otherwise, it's intellectual and esoteric. Our mission will be to present Paul's message in such a way that it's accessible to our congregation. Most importantly, you have an opportunity to reach Catholics who come to Mass maybe just twice a year. Give it your absolute best, so they have a reason to come back next Sunday and all the Sundays after. It's worth knowing the context in which this letter was written. Paul writes this letter to the infant church in Colossae, a city east of Ephesus, between the years 61 and 62 or so. He's imprisoned under house arrest in his own hired lodgings in Rome. His condition was known as custodia militaris, with his right wrist being connected day and night by chains to the left arm of a soldier. Quick sidebar. I hope Paul was left-handed. This was an alternative to public prison, a pre-trial detention available to Paul given his status as a Roman citizen. He remained in this condition for 2 years, Acts 28:16-30. Paul was martyred in Rome, believed to be around 64 or 65, so this letter was written just a few years before his death. I've always found this reading confusing, but if we understand Paul's theology of baptism, we get some clarity. In that baptism, we are united with Christ in his death, Romans 6:3, as well as his resurrection. Similarly, our Christian identity is inseparable from Christ. After the heady theology, Paul rewards us at the reading's close with our glorious reunion with Christ on the last day. What lessons do you get from this reading? We start off, brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Consider two ways to begin this reading and choose the one most authentic for you. Brothers and sisters, with an upward lilt, or brothers and sisters, with a downward one. Whichever method you choose, these words tell us this is a personal and intimate message to be presented in a conversational tone. Use a demeanor and tone of voice as if you're speaking one-to-one, explaining a complex concept to a dear friend who's never heard it before. This passage refers to Paul's theology of baptism, that we are baptized into Christ's resurrection, and as such, should focus on things in the spiritual realm. The expression of Christ being seated at the right hand of God is referenced some 25 times in the New Testament. It comes originally from Psalm 110:1. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Emphasize raised, seek, above, and Christ. Paul continues, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Continue with your tone and demeanor of explaining a complicated idea to a novice. This section is a repetition of what was said previously, with clarification that in addition to focusing on heavenly matters, we should divert our attention from earthly ones. Emphasize think and not. Insert a small pause after think. Consider presenting not of what is on earth with a quick tempo to break up the pace of the reading. Finally, we have, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Continue your plain-speaking educational tenor. This segment refers to our own baptism, where we have died to sin and are united with Christ in his death and resurrection. As such, our Christian identity is tied inseparably to Christ. Paul continues with a metaphor that, as such, our lives are hidden with Christ. The last sentence refers to our own resurrection on the last day at Christ's second coming. When he appears, we will likewise appear with him in glory. How apropos for Easter Sunday. Stress died, the first life, hidden, the first Christ, the second life, to, and appear. Insert small pauses after the first Christ and to. Smile and use a demeanor and tone of voice of gladness throughout the last sentence, this good news of our own eternal life. Maintain as much eye contact as you can to impart this joyous message to the people in the pews, especially those that might only visit us twice a year. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.